Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين the Lord's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, creator of the heavens and earth and all in between, the creator of all systems of knowledge, known and unknown, seen and unseen. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the seal of the prophets. We greet you once again with the nation's greeting, with the world's greeting, really, of God's peace be upon you. Of As-salamu alaykum. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show, Message of Concern, sponsored by Sister Clara Muhammad STEM School, Port Arlington, California, and sponsored by Brother Amin Muhammad out of Los Angeles, California, as well. And our topic today is the removal of all images from worship that portray divine. As a matter of fact, it's a topic every day, except for Tuesdays and Sundays. And it's still the removal of all images from worship that portray divine, in addition to the removal of all racial images from worship that portray divine. And we have a second topic on Tuesdays and Sundays, which is the psychological effect that that image has on the minds of the world's children. The psychological effect that that image that we're trying to remove, the psychological effect that it has on the minds of the world's children. If you think about it clearly, a lot of this is all what a mind use. We use the best of our abilities. So we think about that clearly, and then we will get the understanding and the meaning of both of these topics that's talked about on the Blog Talk Radio Show. We also want to acknowledge our host. We have Brother Abdullah Akbar and Sister Daya Akbar, yours truly, from Decatur, Georgia. We also have Brother Suja Muhammad and Sister Karan Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Baton Rouge is the only way I know how to pronounce it, Louisiana. And we have Brother Muhammad Sharif and Sister Sharifa Sharif from New York City. I can't think of the little town there. The town that in New York it is. I just said New York City, okay? New York City is so big it named it twice. New York, New York. But anyway, here from New York City, and she's the reader mainly on the program, the reader. And we have Brother Muhammad. I'll say his first initial is A. I don't want to mispronounce the name, first name A, but his last name is Muhammad, out of Columbus, Georgia, and his wife, Sister Sandra. Okay, so we need our prayer in Arabic. And since there's no one on here, I see one other on, we'll make our prayer in English. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. The news of the most merciful master of the day of judgment in which we now live. The alone that we worship and serve, the alone that we beseech for aid. O Lord, please show us the straight way, the way of those upon whom thou hast restored thy grace and favors on, not those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor those who go astray. I mean, and that is Isolam Olegam, God's peace be upon you. I would like to read something from, I just gave you the introduction of who the program is started by, the message of concern, and who is hosted by, and I would like now to read you a couple of, we say ayats or verses coming from the chapters of the whole, the whole Quran. I keep wanting to make them right, but from chapters in the Holy Bible, as well as chapters or surahs or ayats from the Holy Quran. We'll start first with the chapters from the Holy Bible that speak on the message of concern. Okay, this is the Holy Bible, King James Version. And when you pay attention to the reading, because at the end, we're going to try to explain a little bit of it or elaborate on a little bit of it. And I'm going to ask you a question, and you can see the comparison. Okay, we first start with Exodus chapter 20, verse 4. And it reads, "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth." And our second reading will be on Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 8, which reads, "Thou shalt not make thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth." Okay? Now, those are the two that I like to read most of the time, but there are several others and many others coming from Isaiah, coming from Romans, you know, out of the Bible, King James Version, that speaks on the image and how we should not have any image that portrays divine, and then how they should be really removed from worship. And because it portrays divine in our worship, some of the worshiping places, and also the psychological effect that the same image has on the minds, the psychological effect that it has on the minds of the world's children. So you see the damage that's being done out to our children. A lot of us have misunderstood or not got a clarification before from the statue of which they have, which portrays divine, which is the Jesus Christ statue. If we don't have an understanding of it ourselves as adults, as long as we've been in the churches and raised in the churches, then how could you expect for our children to have any understanding in it or of it? And that's what the psychological effect it's taking. That's what the psychological effect is that it's taking on the minds of their of our world's children. They ask questions more than we did about what the statue represents and what it means and why is it like this, you know, man, they say Jesus Christ, you know, with long hair and they have been hung on the cross, and ask questions like, if he's God, how can he be hung on the cross? If he's God, and if he's God himself, then why would he say, "God, oh God, why have thou forsaken thee," while they're hanging him on the cross? You know, so children ask questions, and they expect clear answers, and they'll keep on asking the question until they get a clear answer. And we must acknowledge that and study ourselves so we will know how to give them an answer that they will be pleased with and that it will be clear to them. Just what that image of Jesus Christ as a statue, just what it's all about. And inshallah, we will direct them in the right direction and raise our children the way they're supposed to be raised, by the right people they're supposed to be raised by, and that's those who have the knowledge themselves. Otherwise, how can they teach them, the children, or anybody else, another adult even, that's never heard of and don't know about it. How can they, the ones that's supposed to be knowledgeable, like our ministers, our preachers, our representatives that are supposed to be well-versed, and they call them clergies, you know, if they don't know and understand themselves, then how can they teach others their true understanding of it? And if they don't know or don't have a clarification, then they should study some more too, you know. And we pray that Allah bless them with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of the true teachings of that cross and the image on the cross. But more people now, you do see, they're taking these images down out of churches in different places. But the question still remains of the true and answer, what happened to the statue? What happened to the statue that was there? You know, do you have to go all through the other thing now? You have to let them know. You have to explain it. You have to be truthful your own self. And in order to be truthful yourself about it, you have to get a right understanding about it, your own self, before you pass it on to somebody else. You know, it's just certain things that you pay attention to, which are little simple things first. Well, I wouldn't say simple. I wouldn't use that word. I'm sorry. It's the wrong terminology. But you're easier. Makes it easier to understand when you have studied your own self and trying to relate it to someone else. It makes it much easier for them to understand what you're talking about. And you help teach yourself as well. Okay, now, at any time you have a question that you would like to ask, or any reading that you would like to do, or any information that you would like to share, in the latter part of our program as well, we're going to be talking about the reparation. So please look it up on your cell phones, on your computer, or your books, whatever you have, so that you can be able to participate in that as well. Because you're learning, we're learning, and we're sharing our knowledge that we've learned, you know, to get a clear understanding of the reparation and what should be done or could be done that seems like is not being done. But only if you know what it's about, have read what it's about, and studied up on it, and the people who have wrote something about it, you know something about them, and you have read what they have wrote, you know, or have written or have wrote, same thing, you know, as on the reparation, you know, then you know what you're talking about when you start to read, and when questions are being asked, you can contribute. And please do, brothers and sisters, because this is something that we have to come to grips with. This is reality, and we have to face reality. We don't live in a play-play world, so why play about it? You know, this is not a play-play world. It's an illusion, maybe, but it's not a play, not for play, that's for sure. So please give your contributions to yourself as well as others. Share that. Okay. Well, since we only have a few on the board, and I don't like talking to myself, we have one other person who's on the line now, brother from New York, and the sister too. I'm sure she's in the background somewhere, and if she would like to read a little bit later on, then she can, but right now I will read something from, well, I want to read something, but like I said, I read anyway from the Muslim Journal. It was brought to my attention about this particular part. I'm thinking this is what he was talking about. The man is not Allah, the creator. Man is not Allah, the creator. Now I'm wondering if I should read this now, since we already got somebody on that's aware of that, and that's Brother Muhammad Sharif. He already knows about this. Brother Muhammad Sharif, I didn't mean to call you out like that, but since it's just you and I, you and Sharifa and myself, on the board right here, waiting for Akbar to come back. But since it's just the two of us on the board, I was just thinking that if I read, I'll be reading to us, and maybe this is something that somebody else should hear about that doesn't know about it, but we'll, amongst ourselves. See, this is why we go on playing the music until someone comes on. You speak when you get ready, Brother Muhammad. You are on. If you want to be muted, then you can. I'll put you back on mute.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Myself.
I was just pointing. Don't. I hope I didn't do anything disrespectful. But since it was just you and I on, I figured I could go on and talk to you and just let you know that I know you're on. And it's a tour
I'm going to report you to your husband.
just don't report to Brother I mean.
Right.
He's the head of this thing. Just don't report to Brother I mean.
Right. Okay. Yeah, Sarisa's trying to get on. She's trying to find something to read.
Okay, she can take her time. You know, this is a good Muslim journal. Well, they're always good, but this one right here for July 15th through the 21st.
Yes.
July 15th through the 21st is the latest one that I have. I have, and that's the latest one that I have. Yeah, this is the last one.
Now, I don't think we got that. I don't think we got that one yet. Yeah,
you don't have that yet?
No.
Okay.
So, Ms.
I was
going to
try
and read.
Want me to go ahead and read? I was going to try and wait for somebody else that came on that maybe wanted to. We can always read it again, can't we? Don't matter. Okay, yeah, I'll go on and read it then.
I'll go on mute.
Okay.
All right.
I'll put you on because I'll put you in. Okay. You're on mute now. Okay. It reads, man is not Allah, the creator. This is July 15 through 21st, 15 through 21 of the Muslim Journal. It says, the creator of the heavens and earth, all universes and systems of knowledge. And I'm going to put down here, okay, this is coming from Brother Imam Darnell Kareem. And he says, say God is one. He begets not, nor is he begotten, and there is nothing like unto him. And this guy here, the Unity Quran, I never heard of that, the Unity Quran, Surah 112, Ayat 1 through 4. He's also saying down here, with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. And before we finish, but before I go on with that, I want to bring it to your attention that we have a poster up here, which I'm sure all of us probably have this poster by now. That was one of the first posters that I guess all of us grabbed because it has a picture of Professor, we call him now, Professor Farad Muhammad with the Quran open. We have our Honorable Elijah Muhammad sitting on a chair with Imam Wallace Dean Muhammad at his side with the Quran held up close in his left hand and his right hand on his father's shoulders. That is it tells such a good story of that. You know, like, I got your back, Dad. I got your back. That's the only thing I could think of, but it stands true. And it reads at the bottom, it says, seated, Honorable Elijah Muhammad commissioned this photo to be taken by renowned Gordon Parks. He also handed the Quran to his son, Wallace, to hold at his side. Mr. Farad Muhammad, portrayed on the mantle as founder of NOI, Nation of Islam, is God. Okay? That's the part that was put up here by the picture and under the picture. And that was, I guess, by Brother Imam Darnell Kareem, and I'll go on to finish reading it now. It says, with God's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer, Chicago, Illinois. Allah forgiveth not that partners should be set up with him, but he forgiveth anything else to whom he pleaseth. To set up partners with Allah is to devise a sin, most heinous indeed. The Holy Quran, Final Revelation from Allah, Surah chapter 4, Ayat 116, and we seek his assistance. We seek him for forgiveness, and we believe in him. And we witness that there is none divine, none to be worshipped except Allah, God alone. And he's got the God with a capital G, a hyphen in the middle, and a D in parentheses. And that's nobody is to be worshipped. No other God except Allah alone. And that hyphen, just in case a lot of people don't know, that's why I know I'll have to read this over, is just to replace that zero. You know how we used to spell God as capital G-O-D. Now we spell God, the Muslims spell God, as capital G hyphen D. We don't put the O because we say turning it around, it spells D-O-G, like in dog. It spells D-O-G. So we put the hyphen there. That means nothing will go there, and they will pay special attention to that being there, and they will start to think. Okay? And then when we mention it, bring it to their attention, they will already know why it's not there. Because the zero put in there and then turned around spells dog. And we don't want our anybody to be misconceived. Dog fits nowhere in the picture of Allah. So please. Okay? Now, it says, Chicago, Illinois, Allah forgive us not that partners should be set up with him, but he forgiveth anything else to whom he pleaseth. To set up partners with Allah is to devise a sin most heinous indeed. The Holy Quran, Final Revelation from Allah, Surah in chapter, I read that before, but I'll do it again. Surah, this is chapter in English, Surah 4, Ayat 116, and we seek his assistance. We seek him for forgiveness, and we believe in him, and we witness that there is none divine, none to be worshipped except Allah, God alone. There is no partner with him in the rule of the heavens and earth. We witness that Muhammad is the last prophet of Allah, God to whom the Quran was revealed. Our Lord, surely we have heard a caller calling us to faith. That we believe in our Lord, and we have believed, O Allah, God, guide us, forgive us our faults, and grant us the blessing of faith. Today we are a new people, remembering those who paved the way for us, that we are here today to continue on their sacrifices, even though they are no longer with us. But we will live in their spirit, following the ultimate goal of W.D. Farad, the Army Elijah Muhammad, and his son, Imam W.D. Muhammad, to come into our true identity that was lost during slavery. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Our new people, remembering those who paved the way for us, that we are here today to continue on their sacrifices, even though they are no longer with us, but we will live in their spirit following the ultimate goal of W.D. Farad, the Army Elijah Muhammad, and his son, Imam W.D. Muhammad, to come into our true identity that was lost during slavery. Imam Dawuddin Muhammad accomplishes the ultimate goal of giving the community a clear perception of the revealed book, the Quran, and the right perception of God, the creator of all that exists. A brief explanation of the changes that came. Our history of the original Nation of Islam founded by W.D. Farad, who had chosen the Honorable Elijah Muhammad as the leader of this community, and who quickly disappeared, as Imam Muhammad told us in the history of his mission. Farad was leaving the leadership with his father, Elijah Muhammad, our late honorable benefactor in so many ways. And it appeared that the language of black supremacy and defiance of the black people was a provision for transformation that created the Nation of Islam, which was skillfully worked on. Let history show that we are not in the belief of a human being being God in any human form. This is strictly not us. We were assisted in our Islamic growth and development by the son of Elijah, Imam Dawuddin Muhammad, who was predicted by Mr. Farad before his birth that Wallace would transition the NOI into a mission not seen before by the NOI followers. After the passing of his father and Imam Muhammad becoming the leader for his father's community, one of the first things he began to clarify to work and labor and within his lifetime was to first establish the right concept of God in all Islam and the life example of Muhammad. The last seal prophet, peace be upon him. Okay. W.D. Farad, in his whole mission, never told his followers he was God. As a child growing up in the close-knit Nation of Islam with my pioneering of father, Carl, I remember the words like the Son of Man, but never God who created and created the heavens and earth. Gloria, my wife, the daughter of a great pioneer, Viola Markham, Viola. Kareem, I guess it is. Somebody chopped off on this page. Okay. Who was the Army Elijah Muhammad's personal secretary? My father, Carl, was incarcerated with the Army Elijah Muhammad. And he was, and was his personal barber. Oh, wait, I gotta read this. Okay, it says Elijah Muhammad's personal secretary, my father, Carl, was incarcerated with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and was his personal barber. I only notioned their name, mentioned their names to verify that we were around the earliest pioneers of the NOI. And we knew the language of Elijah and W.D. Farad. I hope I read that right. I'm telling you, I'm I don't get me some water or something. I'm passed out here. I get some water. Okay, that's the end of that. But it says this one. Okay. I only mentioned their names to verify that we were around the earliest pioneers of the NOI, and we knew the language of Elijah and W.D. Farad. Okay. Hold on, somebody's trying to get the page. Okay. Okay, we got it on the mic. I was going to say, I messed up the paper so much, we're trying to keep it in order. Me, I didn't look at the page. I wanted to picture the other side. I didn't check it out. I messed up the paper. Okay. There it is. Okay, man is not Allah. It's creation. The first national independent Islamic school system in America. All right. Can I see y'all? I can't see this. I can't see that. Okay, it says continuing from the front page. Certainly, the esoteric mystic language was used only to awaken the minds of the African American people to begin thinking for themselves and not be hung up on what was done to their ancestors during slavery. Donnell Kareem, for all of my 83 years, grew up with the children of Elijah and Sister Clara Muhammad, and we were in classes together throughout our schoolhood, our childhood. Okay, there was never any teaching of W.D. Farad being God in our school learning. Referring back to Imam Muhammad's teachings, W.D. Farad's teachings had obvious contradictions, which served as a means to arouse our curiosity. Okay, and then it says, okay, I said that. Okay. Referring back to Imam Muhammad's teachings, W.D. Farad's teachings had obviously contradictions which served as a means to arouse our curiosity. But he worked hard to get the members to question everything. Farad, in spite of his myth and fictional language, was trying to reform the social habits and thinking of the discarded black man of America. Most of our people were uneducated and worldly naive, and many of them were brilliant, but never had the opportunity to receive formal education. One such person was, in fact, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Okay, who as a child... Muhammad, who as a child received no more than 3 years of elementary school education. He came to the North from Georgia, the Deep South, with no more education than that. But he was able, brilliant, with that literal education to contain his volatile circumstances around his followers and lead them to better moral behavior and more respectful and respectable lifestyles and away from white supremacy thinking. This tells us that this man must have had a great mind, although he just didn't get the opportunity to be formally educated, as was the case for many of his followers. I believe they were of the Muslim. This is what we believe as Muslims. And it says, it's what we believe as Muslims. And it says, that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is his last prophet. Peace and blessings upon Allah. Peace and blessings upon him. Okay. The army Elijah Muhammad demonstrated his beliefs by teaching and showing that he and his sons made the Quran. I think maybe let me go on with this. I'm just going to hear about it. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to my husband here. Sure. Okay. Elijah Muhammad demonstrated his beliefs by teaching and showing that he and his sons made the holy trip to Mecca and performed the Umrah and kissed the black stone and made prayer dua. He said, when I kiss this black stone, it's like I kiss myself and I pray to Allah that my followers will be among the leaders in the world. We used to always say this prayer at the beginning of all our meetings in the NOI, Nation of Islam. It was called come up, okay. Okay, we used to always say the prayer at the beginning of all our meetings in the Nation of Islam. It was called the Prayer of Abraham, and a verse in the Quran, chapter 6, ayat 162. Surely I have turned myself to thee, O Allah, who originated the heavens and earth, trying to be upright, and I am not of the polytheists. Surely my prayers and my sacrifices, my life and my death are all for Allah, the Lord of all the world. No associates has he, and this am I commanded. And I am of those who submit. And I am of those who submit. Okay, translation by Imam W.D. Muhammad. Okay, it says, we prayed in the Nation of Islam, O Allah, thou art the king. Thou art my Lord, and I am thy servant. I have wronged myself, and I confess my faults. So grant me protection against all my faults, and forgive me all my faults. For none can grant protection against faults but Allah. None can grant protection against faults, but thou. Okay, guide me to the best of morals, for none can guide to the best of morals but thou. And turn away from me the evil and indecent morals, for none can turn away the evil and indecent morals but thou. Okay, and he goes on to read, we used to say that prayer in every meaning without knowledge. Meaning without knowledge. Okay. You ready? Okay, we used to say that prayer at every meeting without fail. The Elijah Muhammad also published a 5 daily prayer book for our daily prayers. You ready? Okay, we're going to pick up on this. Are you ready to get started? I can get some water. My throat is so dry. I can't even hardly read. Okay, and we're almost at the end of this. It's got one more long paragraph. And my husband's going to start right now, maybe at the end before we hang up, so that I can go on with the last of this. Right here, get some water. I haven't had any drink or eat all day. Well, my throat is dry. Okay. I greet you again. Here's your host, Brother Abdullah Akbar from Decatur, Georgia. He came out of the streets with street dower, and now he's back at the ranch here. Okay. Oh, this thing just slipped off. It just slipped off. But Muhammad just came on from... Okay, Dad's back on now. Here you are. Come on. Yeah, okay. He's going to get his phone together. And slowly but surely. Are we still there? Don't let him go off now. Got to get a new computer. There you go. He's connecting. Hold on for him, please. I'm not, you're not going to be able to anyway. It's not going to go. You're going to be not going to be a host. You're going to just be able to speak in and have to work the...
I'm trying to do that now, Dave.
Yeah, take my phone.
No,
okay, while my husband's trying to connect, I'll just go on and talk. There he goes. Okay. Okay, he's put it in there. I'm not going to hang up because I don't want to lose him until you get done. I'll have to hang up, huh?
Yeah. Assalamu alaikum. Umalaykum rajim. Bismillah rahman rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha Muhammad rasulullah. We only bear witness and we testify there is no God. One God and the proper name was Allah. I see Brother Hameen got his hand up.
Click him on
because
he doesn't know
when
I got off.
Okay, I'm going to click him on. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. Are y'all able to, okay, are you able to control the board then, huh? Okay, all praise to Allah. Yeah, because you have to do that. All right, then. Alhamdulillah. This is Brother Hameen and I represent Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School mainly. That's my baby there, Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. That's my passion. We want to welcome Brother Wali Ayub Bilal to our blog talk show. He comes in right before you, Brother Akbar. Brother Akbar, you come on, I guess, it's 7 o'clock Eastern time. Mm-hmm. But he comes on right. 6 o'clock Eastern time. Alhamdulillah.
Okay.
So I want to welcome the brother and, you know, may Allah bless us to bind together as believers and spread this message all over the land. Spread this message
of
Quran and Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, our legacy of Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Imam and what the Imam brought with the Holy Quran. And may we be blessed to, alhamdulillah, I repeat, spread this message all over the world, all over the land. So, we welcome Brother Wali Ayub Bilal. And I'm packing up and I got to go see about my auntie and I turn it back over to you, Brother Akbar. Thank you very much, brother. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, who may say that again? It's me, La Rockman Rahim. I shall rely on you, La Hai, in the law. I shall rely on Muhammad al Rasulullah. Keep back with this again. There's no God, but one God, and his proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. He have created this creation and planted us in. In doing that, he warned and told us don't worship nothing besides him, nothing in the sky, nothing in the water, nothing on land, and call it God. We done broke that law. We done broke that law. So we are here tonight to try to straighten out some of the lies that affect the human family. And until we get these lies straightened out, the human family going to keep bid against each other on the small idea of color. All colors come from God. All drafted colors come from man. Man can take and whip color up, man, black and green. And he can come up with a different color, white and black, and he mix up those colors. Those drafted colors. All the human being has a natural color, and it comes from God. Some from our mothers, some from our environment. It can be explained. But the word of God is clear, and the word of God is clear where you can understand. And it makes sense. We live in a world that do things that do not make no sense. Say one thing and do another. So we are here tonight on the Brock Talk radio station. So we're here tonight to keep this Brock Talk radio station rolling with truth. We want to kill the evil that have came into, that have been in America. America was born, came out of a situation of evil. We're born in evil. You're born on the backs of slaves and mistrust. We understand that they sent some people, took people out of jail and put them on ships and sent them over here. And them people who just got out of jail, they came here and found a paradise by taking stuff, by rearranging things. And then they also had an idea that they were given to them by ungodly Jews that God came in their image. So that really fattened their head up. And that really made them go out and search the world and came up with the right situation when they made the God. And that's what took over the world. My scripture, it was the God. So we had to explain all these things and bring the truth and make it clear. We all come from the human family that God created. Allah said everything he created it Muslim. And it stopped being a leader, the course of being a Muslim when it falls into the wrong environment. So that's what our job is, get the environment back where the environment is productive and fair and just and good to be in. Well, that's what we're working on, the environment. When we open up a new store, when we open a farmland, when we grow our own food again, we once did that during the time of Black Wall Street and other places that we had Rosewood, and we were growing our own food. But they came in and destroy those. They would. The sick man that think he's God, think he's a white man. God ain't made no white man. You can't show me two white people. Because God didn't make them. My skin is not black. My skin is brown. So all the lies that come along, that's what they do. They do. Them lies come to destroy a party, a section of family. That's what it comes to do. It comes to get rid of a section of the family by using images. And we were told not to make no image. And what is Jesus? They give us it's an image. And God told you not to do it. God said nothing like him. And they give you Jesus to say, well, God, Jesus, get God's son, and his son father look like a son. So this is what God said. This is, you get two gods for the price of one. It's a trick. It's a lie. So we have to straighten this lie, because this lie hurt us more than any people on the planet Earth, because the other people have no problem coming together.
they can live in a lie that God got a son, but they can progress. We haven't progressed. The reason we haven't progressed, because we don't see our value. That lie takes away the human value that God gave it and takes it away. You ain't got no value. You got to go to school for all them years to go back to the same man that you worship and look up to for a job. You don't lost your value. You have very little respect for each other, for yourself. So we welcome you tonight, Broad Talk Radio Station. Just left out of the street talking to the people. We try to get out there at least 2 or 3 times a week where we go out and talk to the people about the oneness of God and how they have took God out, the true God, out of the public school, out of all the major institutions. And took the true God out of all of this. Huh? Jesus said, know he the truth, and the truth is at the street. Then he said on down the road that one is going to come after him to lead us in all truth. We said that one is no other than Father. He comes to lead us in all the truth that we need to get back to being a human family. Because we all come from Africa. Yeah, we migrated through. We broke up the family and moved to people with their leaders. One leader took their people north. One leader took their people south. One to east and west, north, south. And the leaders that we busted up and left. So when we busted up and left, we went to different parts of the environment and we went there to find our own. But we came back with it. We had to do something back. Had to change that. It would help a lot. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm him talking in my meatball, but I'm sorry about that. I'm talking in my mute button is on. I gotta learn to put my mute button back on when I get through talking. Okay, take it back off. I follow that mute every time I get on Lifeline. When I'm not talking, I put it on mute. I don't want nobody interfering nobody talk. So I do the same here when I'm not talking. I try to remind myself to put it on mute because nobody want to hear all that background noise. And I sure don't want to be guilty of doing that. But I appreciate Brother Amin calling and letting us know that he could not hear us because I had it on mute. Yeah, I just left out of the street talking to people about the oneness of God and how they'll ease God out of the hearts and minds of the people and gave them a lie. And the lie is on most all our people. They follow each other. One get a tattoo, all get a tattoo. One get a dog, all get a dog. And there's nothing wrong with a dog. If your dog letting you know somebody outside your door and he's earning the food that you feed him, there's nothing wrong with a dog. But when you bring that dog in your house and sit him at your table and call him a member of your family, you've been bit by the Hollywood. You've been bit by the TV. That come from the TV. That come from those people who control and manipulate people through the TV. A child, a dog would never be your best friend. If your mother ain't your best friend, you ain't got no best friend. Allah is not your best friend. You just had a best friend. So, but they come out and say, dog is your best friend. And we see people walking the dog. We see the children walking the dog. Mama done told the daughter to walk the dog. So she out there with the dog walking him. Sometimes the dog, it looks like he's dragging her.
But she trying to do what mama said, father said, walk the dog. She wouldn't be like that. We used to have dogs, but we had them outside where they can do some good, where they can warn us if there's anybody coming up or anything like a snake or bear or any kind of animal coming up on the property, then that dog will make a sound or he'll bark or he will let you know that there was somebody that shouldn't be out there. So a dog ain't bad to not have them there because the army, the police use them. So they good to have. They use them. They got drug sneaking dogs. So they can train dogs to do a variety of things, help the blind. So it's not the dog. It's how you handle the dog. If you let the dog lick you in the mouth, you know, lick all of its private parts, and then that dog turn around and lick you in your mouth, you still have a chance to catch some kind of disease or some kind of herpes or something. So, no, the dog is a dog. You treat that dog with respect by just feeding it. And let him stay outdoors. But don't bring him in your house to bring fleas and all kinds of disease in your house from that dog. Don't do that. Because we see the people on TV. Oh, the dog there, the family there. The dog get in the bed with the family. Get in the bed with the wife. A dog. And a dog is not conscious. He loses consciousness. He's not conscious or aware of something up the thing that he might do. He just being a dog. He just following the nature God put in. So they want you to thank the dog. Tell them to call the dog your best friend. Allah is your best friend. Your mama, your father, your sister, your brother. Any dog can be your best friend. Not no dog. A dog is not going to call the ambulance for you. He can bark and let you know that something on fire in the house. He can warn you. But that's it. But you got to feed that dog. If you don't feed that dog, you got the wrong dog, and you ain't feeding him properly, it's like having a lion in the house. You don't feed that lion meat that he needs to keep him his appetite checked. That lion can get appetite and see you as his meal, and the lion will start eating you. Dog do the same thing. And some people bring those big pythons in their house, and them pythons get bigger and longer than the bedroom or the dining room, and they get big. And when they act like they sick, they finna get ready to eat something. And many people have trusted those pythons so much they left the python in the house with their babies, and they come back and the babies is in the python. So you can play, you can ignore common sense, and you can play like that. There's not a possibility, but it is. So animal is an animal. You always will be and do exactly what an animal would gonna do. So we thank Allah for everybody being on this show. Anybody who would like to have anything that they would like to share with us, all they got to do is match one and come into the queue. And when they match one and come into the queue, then we'll cut their mic on. You know, all you got to do is make one. Come into the queue and we'll cut your mic on. So we thank you. We thank all of you. Allah is with us. Allah says he loves those who do right. And we are people that trying in our best. Our prayers are to five prayers a day is to remind us to do right. Learn to get back together. We used to say good morning. Now we have our to say assalamu alaikum. The best thing.
We had a saying, and one of the best saying. It's not a good moment as long as we are in the condition that we are in as a people. Own nothing, have no major banks. We should have a bank in every city, two or three banks. And our money should be put in them, and we should be spending money in our stores. We should be showing our children where to shop at, where to shop. And they should be going along with us. That's a part of the family being trained. We should talk to our children and tell them what the danger of drugs is, what the danger of a lie is, what the danger of all the lies about Santa Claus and Easter and all the other lies that have been told, Halloween, how this lie affects us, worship the dead. They got people right now that you can look on the internet have turned their face into a Halloween mask, holes all in their mouth, tongue split, and eyes all messed up, and they tattoo all over their face. They done turned their whole face into an ugly man. People, why? Because Allah said thinking on him is the most powerful thinking that you can do. And those people have stopped thinking on what Allah, what the creator of this creation want them to do. So they follow their own vain desires. The Quran said that. And once they follow their own vain desires, their desires start punishing them. And when people got all them tattoos in them and all that ink in their blood, they done punish themselves. They going to get a rude awakening on what they have done to themselves. It start hitting them gradually. Huh? It's like arthritis. Start getting arthritis in their face from all that put in their face. They gonna regret putting all that ink in their body. Allah is all merciful. And Allah told them not to man their body. And they refuse to listen. They refuse to hear and obey. They refuse to or believe in what the final revelation of the revelation. And the Quran is the final revelation. And we should be telling them that. We should be telling them that the Bible is a good book, but it's not the final revelation. When Jesus said one going to come after him, then he means one going to come after him and bring more revelation that can help them in their life, in their everyday life, in their family life, in their economic life, in their spiritual life. All the life that we don't have time to name that El Quran can help them in their life. But we have to be a warning to them. We know they don't want to hear it, and we ain't trying to be no force, but we have to, when we get an opportunity, we have to let the truth come out and worry about the criticism that's going to come from the criticizer later. I was telling the people that we love homosexuals, we love our brothers and sisters who are homosexual, and we want them to come away from that so they can save themselves. They are responsible for the saying this here. They have failed under a lie. They have put themselves in a terrible lie. Think it's all right for another two men to go together. Or two women. Because there's no more life comes from that situation. So we have to tell them, and we hope they get the courage to turn their life around. We don't want to see nobody burn. We don't want to see nobody trouble with God. And that's why God says that we all warn him in the best way. And that's our job, and that's what we're here tonight. We're here to warn the people to put down all them bad images, false image of God. Nobody had a camera on when Jesus was on earth, so no pictures that they could show you something about Jesus, he looked like this. They don't know what he looked like because nobody had a camera to take his picture. So anybody else got anything they would like to share with us tonight, please match one and come into the queue, we'll cut your mic off. Anybody. All you got to do is that one on your phone, and we will cut your mic. We want to hear from you. We love all people. Because Allah said, ain't none of us going to get in paradise until we love. Until we love for our brother what we love for ourselves. And all love for brother. Different. For what? Well, we can learn from each other. Caucasian people learn how to make a car watching us. They stole the idea of making cars. And look what, so we're here to learn from each other. They learn and keep them all the money to themselves. So we ain't racist. We're trying to kill racists. I'm trying to cut off. Oh, no. Oh, Muhammad Sharif. Trying to call Muhammad Sharif. Phone. It's coming. Trying to come in. What's wrong with you, Diane? What's wrong with you, right? Click on.
No, you
shaded
to the bottom
like that. You shaded like that. Where's Penny? Chris on the people know this. It's Penny. Okay, there you go. Assalamu alaikum, brother Muhammad Sharif. Assalamu alaikum, brother Muhammad Sharif.
On the phone, my boy.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum, brother, sister, Quran. Assalamu alaikum.
Hear me?
Yeah, assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, well, they got the laugh. Well,
alhamdulillah, I'm just really long, by the way.
We got the email.
So what you said now, Quran?
I heard that you said that we love, that Allah, you didn't say Allah, Allah love all people, of all the people. And we love all, uh-huh. all people. And that phrase, and I just said, and you said Allah said so. I say I just say I want you to show me in the Holy Quran where it says that.
Oh, he said Allah say he love all those, he love everybody, he love those who do right.
That's and right. That's right. But okay, that's what I, because you said all people, and I said yeah, you gotta show me that. But like you said is. And see, that one word makes a whole difference. Said all those that do right, alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
All right. I just had to want to make sure that was correct.
Okay, thank you. Is there anything
alhamdulillah.
Else? Yeah.
No, this is for right now, alhamdulillah.
Yeah, he loved them all to give them a chance to do right. And they choose. And thought wrong, and his body led them in the wrong direction. Brother Muhammad Sharif, unmute your phone. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Sharif. Assalamu alaikum. Your phone is off. You are in the studio. You got your mic is on. You got it, Brother Sharif. Assalamu alaikum. Okay. Okay, well, we're going to keep on rolling. Let me see if I find something here to read from the Hip Hop and Hour history here. In this world, because there won't be a time that we don't want. We're always going to need Allah.
We're always gonna need his blessing. We know people want to ease us away from the blessing of Allah. They want to act, want us to act like that Allah do not exist. Huh? That's when they smoke them cigars, Imam said. Imam said he light them cigars up, blow them cigars. And that's a victory to them that we're not measuring up to what Allah said. You know, we know to tell the people when they ask, what is a Muslim? What is El-Islam? Allah said El-Islam is the complete way of life. Reflect submission to the will of God. Islam means submission. Derived from the Arabic word Salam means peace. So this is what Islam means, peace. What is a Muslim? A Muslim is anyone who submit to the will of God. Every time a baby, or every time one is born Muslim. And that environment makes them unwise. So we have to change the environment. And being good to each other is one of the ways supporting each other is to change the environment. Because people don't care nothing about you if you ain't got nothing going. It's 20 or 30 y'all working together. That's when the evil one get worried. So how does one become a conscious Muslim? To become a Muslim is to make a public declaration that there is no God but one Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. This is called Shahadatain. So Imam brought the word, told us Shahadatain. Before Imam came in, they were saying Shahada. When I come into the community, they were saying Shahada. When Imam come in, Imam said, no, it's not Shahada, it's Shahadatain. And they were doing it all over the planet. All the Muslim countries were doing that until your man came with the reviving, revived that, and they all there witnessed what his man said. Stop saying Shahada and Shahadatain. But his man came, they said, they were saying Islam. You know, your man said in the Quran, he said El-Islam. And they changed that as well. The Arabs, other people, they all changed that. The man brought clarity to them. So all praise is due to Allah. Brother Muhammad Sharif, you have anything you want to say? Okay, they said, how many Muslims are there? Worldwide, there's just over 1 billion Muslims, or one out of every four people on earth is a Muslim in the United States. There is approximately 8 million Muslims, 0.5 million are recognized as recognized with the main way of immigrants. So all praise is due to Allah. You don't say all Arabs are not Muslims. All Arabs are not Muslims. But we here tonight, we're trying to bring the clarity. Allah says in the Quran 202, Ayat 162 to 165, it says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Tell, O my worship, and my sacrifice, and my life, and my death, all for Allah, the Lord of the world. He has no partner. And this is, I'm commanded. I am first of those who surrender unto him. Said, shall I seek another than Allah, for Lord, when he is the Lord of all things, each soul earned only at his own count, nor do any land hear another land low, they shall then unto you, your Lord is your return, and he is well acquainted with whatever you different. And he will then unto you the Lord is your return. He is willing to tell you that what end you different. And the last ayat, Allah says, he is who faith you in the victoria over the earth. And he has exalted some of you in rank above the others. He has made and tried you by the test of which he has given you. Lo, thy Lord is swift in prosecution, and lo, he is forgiving and most merciful. That's Allah. So Allah will give us any mistake that we might make. And we got to learn how to forgive each other. But we got it kind of bad when we come to forgive each other. We're not supposed to stay angry with each other as Muslims no longer than 3 days. And after 3 days, we stop being angry. Try to reconcile. So anybody else got anything else they would like to say for a few minutes? Anybody? Anybody got anything they would like to say? For we are responsible to save ourselves. Nobody can save you. You know, you might fall in the water, and the lifeguard say jump in the water and keep you from drowning. He just saved you from drowning in that water. But if you don't stay at the liquor store, if you don't stop smoking and telling lies and stealing and doing all the wrong this world allows you to do, then nobody can save you. You have to save yourself. You have to save yourself. You put your diamond, and now you put it up, you cover it up, put it in a safe place, your money, you put it in a safe place. What's going on? Got something to say. Let's see. How's that making
sense? Well, they got the lamb. I want to say something about Alhamdulillah. Yeah, I want to say something first about forgiveness. Like you said, right, you don't just supposed to, you know, just a few days, but still of all, you know, you forgive your brother and your sister, you don't hold that in your heart. But still of all, if someone do you come into your house and, like you said, they ask forgiveness, but they still holding the merchandise. You know, so, you know, you just, you don't let them in your house. I mean, if you know got someone that stole from you in your house, and you know they stole and they still holding the merchandise, what are you gonna let them back in your house for? I mean, still there's something else behind that, more than just, you know, like if someone just take and murder your children and just all like that, you forgive. You don't, they're not your friends. How could you, I mean, you're human. How could you be their friend if they do that to your children? You know, you can't carry certain things in your heart because that could end up a lot of evil and you're carrying a lot of evil and hatred in your heart could kill you. Alhamdulillah. That's one thing I wanted to say And although I'll say our karma right now, I see it that we need to start, you know, we are social creatures. And I said before, we have to start associating. We have to start coming back together. You know, like during the time, see, there were times we always have a gathering. That wasn't the time. A year didn't go by. We had some kind of gathering. Even within a year, we had 3 or 4 gatherings, you know, even when we were children. We had something. It's more than somebody threw a party. And so that what it is that that's one thing we have, because we are social creatures and we have to socialize. It's not like, just like drinking water. It's like we have to socialize. We have to. So we need to come, so that's one of our things right there. So when Trump put that coronavirus out, because we get a virus every year. Just think about before, we always get a virus comes out during that part of the year. There's always one. And those that is not well and that's drinking alcohol and doing this, they are the one that basically gets caught into that. So all I'm saying is that only was another trick of Satan, because he knows that we are social creatures. We have to socialize. And if we don't socialize, and this will happen. Nobody communicating. Ain't nobody making no money. We got, you know, and what about our children? What they going to do is when they grow up right now, if our children grow up right now, they're going to go to school just to think about what they're going to do. What is their future? I'm going to ask my grandchildren, what do they see? If we're not giving them, like you said, their history and know what it's all about and let them know that they are capable of doing this, that's why they don't have school no more. Why do you think I always wonder, I said, how did they recapture us? And it was the mind. If you have the mind, then the body's going to do what the mind controls the body. So it means that if they got your mind and you don't have no knowledge in your mind, that's why they didn't let you read. That's why they have a problem with you now, because we're reading now. See, just like we're talking right now, we're knowing that we have to socialize. We have to. We just think, why you think it's socialized, like I said before, why you think it's socialized wasn't so important if they put people in the prison in a hole for so many days? Because they know that they have to socialize. They have to communicate with something. Some of them communicate with roaches, rats. It got to be some kind of line of communication. So that's all I can say. That's one of the problem right there, is that we have to start having, like, you know, we have these different events and things like that, that's what we have to start back doing again. And that's part of our culture. And I remember doing the nation. We went somewhere every weekend. We went to the mass here. Every weekend we had some kind of gathering. A month in Dubai, we had this mass here didn't have a picnic or something like that. Picnic. If we didn't have a gathering, then the other mass here, they had a gathering. Alhamdulillah. That's all I wanted to say, is that we just can't fall into the trick of Satan.
We want to be it. We talking about somebody, man, say something. We ain't talking about nobody. Sure ain't talking about somebody that's in that. Here you tell you this is the third thing that you got. I'm not talking about that kind of person. You're talking about somebody that have done some very small, y'all have some very small business, and y'all shouldn't hold that grudge and kiss each other no more than 3 days. Huh? Allah is the one who will all fail go back for the decision. All fail go back to Allah for the decision. So we just try to put the best spin on what's going on. So thank you, Ron. We have to put our children in school what they're loved at. We just can't put them in school. We have to have the teacher, the people that's over our children, they have to have love. So that's what we want to do. We want to have our children, and we want to be having them in an environment that encourage them to go into business. To encourage them to pull out that hidden talent that's inside of them. We want to be able to pull that out of them. That's what we want to do. Because all these children are smart today. They're super smart. We were all like that before we probably were put into put in that gig. Because everything that we created while we was in slavery, even the car, the watch, a whole lot of things that we have created. And they took those things from us. Blood transfusion. They took all that away from us. They thought they were God and we were the devil. They just tell themselves that we are the devil and they have a right to mistreat us. That's what they had in their mind. That's what they thought in their mind. So we're gonna have to have the Sister Claremont School, a real one, and a Sister Imam W.D. Muhammad High, or whatever high school that we name of the people that we see as heroes in our life. Yeah, we have to do that. We can't call high learning mean that you're gonna get a better job because you can go get a better job. That's not high learning mean you should be able to make some jobs. You should be able to employ people if you go to college before you. You should be able to direct them in building, putting things together, making decisions. Like they used to have homemaking in the high school, homemaking. The female knows how to manage in her home. She know how to manage a Caucasian home, and they done that. But they done it to send the children to school so they won't have to work for somebody else again. That our mothers and things flowed so our children would not have to go and take a meaningless job. You know, out so their daughters and their sons can get a better job, have a better chance in life. That's what they did. That's exactly what they did. So we have the opportunity now. And now it takes time and love for that child. See, they gave us the wrong understanding of love. Love is somebody when they not take care of themselves and you were able to push around and switch them, take them to their point. And make sure they're getting the proper rest and proper food they need. That's love. Love is not kissing and hugging like they do on the TV. That's showing emotion. That is showing compassion. That's not love. That's why when a Muslim get married, the word Muslim love is not even mentioned. Love comes with getting up in the morning and going to work. That person respecting you when they come back. That's love. How can love you? He leaves there going to work. And when he get off, he go to a bar or he go play with somebody else and don't come home. Where's the love at? Where's the love?
take all this money out the house. I'm putting on in here. Well, what the love is? He can't say he loves himself if he's smoking cigarettes. The cigarette factory said, if you smoke me, I'm going to give you cancer. So what the love is? If love is not a conscious concern about yourself as well as somebody else, then you don't have no love. You just reacting out what you saw already act out in the world. You have no love. So Allah is the greatest. And Allah has not allowed no truth to be destroyed. All the truth that Allah wants to have is still here today, and we still can sit down and read it. We still can go and find it. Allah said that's a mercy from Allah. But these people have trained us not to even have no idea or no real concern about love. Look at the man to get a diamond ring. He taking share of that diamond ring, polish it, keep it in a safe place. But he don't do that for the one he loves. Huh? So what a love is. So we thank Allah for this Black Talk radio station, because we gonna have some real love after a while. The real concern about each other. We gonna really truly realize that we have been chosen to remake this world. If that wasn't so, then where is the people besides us trying to remake the world? You can't make remake the world with a lie. Can't do it. You cannot remake this world with a lie. So a lie can not be proven. But the truth will always be proven, because you got some scientific facts when you got truth. But when you got a lie, you ain't got nothing. That's why the people are not getting mad when they hear the truth. They got to stop telling a lie that Santa Claus bought the toys when they paid for them. When they went to the partner store, bought them toys, brought them home, wrapped them toys up, put them under the tree. They got to stop telling their children that Santa Claus did that. After a child realize that you're a liar, that you tell lies, they really don't trust you as much anymore, although you they mama. And you've been given to them the trust. And they see you lying. So they don't trust you as much. But when you just tell them the truth and you leave that truth right in front of them, then no matter how far they stray away, they always respect them back what mama said, what daddy said, what is good, what is bad, what I should need. I met Sister Rose Muhammad. She was the sister of Sister Claire Muhammad. I used to run with her son. Her name was Lou John. Lou John and I went to Florida. I know Lil John is not supposed to be eating poached or ribs. As I was telling him that, he was eating the poached ribs and blood was gushing out his nose. I would not eat. And I used to love myself a poached rib. But when I heard the truth, and I know that was the truth, I couldn't put no more poached ribs back in my mouth. And I want to eat no Muslim. But he said, yeah, I ain't supposed to eat it, but it's so damn good. And blood was gushing out of his nose. I'll never forget that. We was in St. Petersburg, Florida. So truth comes. A lie cannot be proven. He was trying to make the truth a lie. The truth is truth. That's what I'm saying.
sister.
I was trying to remember when you was talking and it finally came to me, so that's why I wanted to, before I forget again. But there's another. I said you. The Lord does a lot. They're telling out there now. They're telling out there about Cain. They said that because now they got over that Jesus is not God. Now they got over that. They haven't got over that Jesus is the Son of God. They still got them saying that. But the thing that they had is they get now is they talk about, they've been talking about it all the time, but they're holding on to Cain. The reason why that I'm just paraphrasing how they're saying, the reason why we are in the condition we in and we're going to stay in this condition because of Cain, what Cain did.
Yeah, I heard Cain did.
And I said, and you heard it too? I said, so that's right there is another one that the devil team had to clear up. Because I didn't hear that when I was growing up as a child. I got a little older, and then I started hearing, you know, I said, but that's another one, right? That's another lie right there that has to be cleared up.
Yep, you got to keep telling more lies on top of lies. If you take away a lie that's the truth, you're bringing another lie. You got to tell more lies for that lie you just brought in. That is the evil that the world thinks that anybody can come up and tell a lie. Nobody checks it. Nobody wants to analyze what's been said. So we're not like that, and we're going to work to change that. And we are doing it. They told me, I heard some of them say that, but I have to tell them in a minute. I can't be held accountable for the sins of my father. Nor can my father be held accountable for the sins I make. There ain't no justice in there. God is a just God. So Brother Sharif, will you close it out with a prayer? Brother Sharif. As-salamu alaykum.
Yeah, wa alaykum as-salam. You haven't had any trouble unmuting my phone.
Okay. Well, can you close us out, please?
Yeah, all right. Shaitan al-Rajim. Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rahman Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'een. Ihdina sirata al-mustaqeem. Sirata al-Din and unto alayhim.
I mean, thank everybody. You, Mama. Bye.